Well, he has a long history of antagonising Australian leaders. Now the Malaysian Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, has thrown out another potentially provocative statement. As he meets Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison today on the sidelines of this year's ASEAN gathering, he's declared that Australia will soon be more Asian than European, as Nick Grimm reports.
ASEAN is an opportunity for the region's leaders to break bread and make small talk, all the while dealing with matters of bilateral and multilateral import.
She's very good at saying no.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern there, sharing a confidence overheard by the cameras as she chatted with her Singaporean counterpart, Lee Hsien Loong. He later found himself up the back of the ASEAN group photo with an equally chatty Scott Morrison, though their exchange was well away from the microphones. To their right, at the fringe of the ASEAN pack and standing a little aloof, stood the veteran ASEAN summiteer Mahathir Mohamad. But earlier, in an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald and Age newspapers, the Malaysian Prime Minister had plenty to say about Australia's place in the region and where it's headed.
Whatever white Australians might think, the fact is, geographically, they're more in the Asian region than in Europe. They can try and sustain their culture, their language, but the inflow of Asians into Australia will certainly change the character and distribution of population in Australia. And in the future, they're going to be more Asian than European.
It's a direction the 94-year-old politician would no doubt approve, given he's previously called Australia a European colony that wasn't part of Asia and even dismissed this nation as merely a deputy sheriff to the United States. Dr. Mahathir has also long opposed Australia gaining membership of ASEAN and was famously labelled by former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating as recalcitrant. That's obstinately uncooperative for those unfamiliar with the term. But now, with Australia a dialogue partner of ASEAN, he sees a time when this country can gain full membership.
I think that our biggest diplomatic and soft power asset is that we are a very multicultural nation, something that not many Asian countries can be proud of, including Malaysia.
Philip Ivanov is the chief executive of the Asia Society of Australia, an organisation committed to strengthening Australia's connections with Asia.
I actually think that his comments are spot on. And I think the results of the 2016 census, our trade dynamics, support the argument as Australia is becoming much more economically integrated with Asia. For example, if you look at our trading partners, out of 10 top trading partners, 7 are in Asia. But it also changed demographically as overseas-born migrants from the region are growing now faster than our traditional migration source countries, United Kingdom and New Zealand.
And when we talk about the changing face of Australia, increasingly that face is an Asian one.
Yes, I think so too. In fact, these changes are very noticeable and they're also very rapid. So I think Australia is changing and becoming more Asian.
But of course, Mahathir Mohamad is a famous pot stirrer, and he actually puts it in these terms that white Australians can try and sustain their culture and their language, but the inflow of Asians into Australia will change the nation.
I don't quite agree with this. I think it will probably be something a little bit more complex than that. I think what will happen, I think probably we will see more Australians of Asian heritage in the leadership of our institutions, in parliament, in media, in big businesses. That will definitely have an impact on how we project our image, our reputation onto the region. But I think it will be a combination of that sort of Anglo-Celtic European heritage, culture and the way of doing things, coupled with the influx of Asian influences. I don't think it will be one or another. It will probably be quite a unique combination of cultures and approaches to doing diplomacy, trade, etc.
That's Philip Ivanov, the CEO of the Asia Society Australia. Nick Grimm reporting.